Hello. Welcome back, everyone. How are you all? I don't know why I'm asking that.
You're asking.
Nobody's going to fucking answer, are they?
Sounds like you're about to do a statement.
I did, actually.
Hello. My wife went missing.
Yeah.
8:20.
Yeah, she was dead when I arrived. How are you, Ryan?
Not so bad.
Good.
We're seeing how the, you know, how actually not. How are you doing?
I've had a... the backdrop, first of all, we'll deal with that.
Yeah.
The backdrop, it might not... I mean, obviously, if you're just listening in an audio, you won't recognise this, but the backdrop is the bricks are higher because...
They end here.
I've just left the stand on the train.
This looks like the studio is wearing a t-shirt.
It does.
The trunk in the wash.
Aye. It's like a bodybuilder. But I fucking, honest to God. And the thing is, I'm really, really forgetful anyway.
I'm wearing my glasses, I just realised.
So you are? I forget stuff all the time. And because that was something, because I've got it to a way where if I go on, I pack everything in my rucksack. And if I've got that, I know at least if I've got, I've got everything if it's in that.
Yeah.
So because I had a new thing today, I was trying to do that pinch yourself so that you know what you've got. And then the minute I walked off the train, I went, the fucking stand! And then was pressing the thing like that. And then there's some woman conductor yelling at me, get away from the train! Oh, I left something on, doesn't matter! Away from it! I was like, you could have let me on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd have quite happily gone to the next station and then get a taxi, but...
Yeah. Fuck's sake. Nah. That's annoying. They had sure, like... when you came in, you see, I was like, I thought that the stuff was here. Mm. No, we left the backdrop here. So I was like, God, it's not here. So when you walked in and didn't have it, I was like, do you have the backdrop? And you went, well, yes.
Which
was so confusing. Yeah. But it's not here. And then you went, well.
Oh, fuck's sake. Apart from that, I had to cancel us recording yesterday because I fucked my neck.
I fucking forgot about this.
I've realised the past four, I've just come on with shit that's wrong with me.
Have you?
It's become like a medical thing now.
Okay.
I don't even know what happened. I woke up in the morning. I never really had any problems with my neck, but I woke up in the morning and couldn't fucking move it. And I've never known pain like it. Like, it's so... You don't realise how much you need your neck for. Everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely everything. The two things that were the most difficult, right? Getting into the car.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because, like, I don't know how you go in the car. I know a lot of people go in, like, leg first. But I do go in head first. I duck my head and then I kind of crawl into the driver's seat.
You crawl in?
Like, I don't put my leg in first.
Hold on. So you put... Oh, you do, like, a...
Yeah.
Oh, that's... I
crawl right in.
That's like... You're still doing the thing like you did as a kid, trying to get into the toy ones.
Yes.
You couldn't go leg first in that because they weren't stable enough.
No.
And they would scoot, so you have to...
That's exactly what I do.
So you've continued that on with a car...
So I do
much
that.
...much heavier than you.
And that and wiping your arse. That is impossible when you have got a sore neck. Because, like, if you think you've got it, like... Like, that's sore already.
You did that.
Aye, but you've got to look.
Do you look at your arse when you're wiping?
No, I don't, but your natural body just... Like, well,
yeah,
it depends.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Are you a... Do you stand up to wipe your arse or do you sit down?
I think it's a mix. Depending on how
you mix it up?
Mix it up, I reckon.
Fucking psychopath.
I reckon sitting down 90% of the
really?
Time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's... Apparently, I think that's how you're supposed to do it.
Are you?
But I always get up.
Oh, you get up now. Yeah. I would definitely be sitting 90% of the time, but I definitely have done the other two. I feel like
Do you ever have a look?
No.
You're wiping and then get...
No, I have done it with my nose before.
Aye, oh, God, that's standard.
And then you're like, no, I would be too worried.
But the good thing with the nose is you have to open it up so it becomes like a Rorschach test. Like, it's like...
Yeah, yeah. But Thatcher's dead again.
But no, you never like wipe your ass and then have a wee... We sniff.
I mean, even if I did, aye. I wouldn't tell. It'd be too like.
I don't sniff. I look quite a bit.
quite a bit.
If I know it's been like,
well, you'd have to.
If I know if it's been brutal.
Here's the here's here.
Blood again.
Yeah, right. My thing is, you would have a look at the very end to make sure it's fully wiped.
Ah, no, I go with the first one.
So, no, that was my point. Do you go, like, immediately? Because I wouldn't do it.
Because the first one's good stuff.
Rest of it, you're just chipping away.
Do you know there's that thing where people in the West, we don't defecate properly?
Is that like the way Japanese are? Like, you don't use a bidet or a Japanese toilet? Dirty bastard.
You know how people always think like a kind of third world country where they're like squatting over a hole in the ground? Apparently that's like the best way to defecate because you're not putting as much strain on yourself. So what we should do with our Western toilets is we should have our legs up. We should have our feet up on the side of the toilet so that we're almost in a squatting position. And then it's easier to do and it produces, it's got less strength, less tension and less strenuous.
It's going to make fucking toilets a bit weird when you have to pull down basically a roll bar.
Yeah.
A roll bar and then put your legs up over it.
Yeah.
God, man. I feel like that'd be, and also you're asking for trouble if you were very sick.
Oh, aye.
Jesus Christ.
Aye. Oh, no.
It's like a 50 cal going off.
I wouldn't change the way I shit, but...
I would never change the way I shit.
I'm too deep in.
You ever done an upper decker?
The what?
An upper decker.
What?
You take a shit in the cistern?
Fucking hell. Oh, Jesus. That's amazing.
Have you not heard that before?
No.
Do you know what I think that it's in? I think it's in. It's definitely in a movie, MacGruber.
Oh yeah, I know MacGruber. Yeah,
he mentions it in MacGruber as well. Because I remember going in film, going, "Ah, hilarious!" An upper decker, shit in the cistern.
Oh Christ!
Oh my God!
So I won't be looking at you that much.
You're going to have to be looking straight ahead.
And I got a massager. Right, here's the thing. Can we stop normalizing Thai massages?
yeah.
Because they're not normal at all.
Yeah.
This is the second one I've had.
This sounds like you're pregnant. Like, she wanked me off. This isn't normal.
No, but like, even this is a perfectly legitimate business with no wanking at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still fucking surreal, and it shouldn't be. It should be something that people go, "That was mental."
Yeah, yeah.
It's a tiny woman crawling over you, like you're lying down, and there's a tiny woman.
Did you
in the back?
Did you have to tell her that I can't move my head?
Yeah.
After yesterday, and she was like, "Well, I've got the thing for you."
Yeah, they kicked the shit out of you. Like I've got bruises on my back. Why? How badly she fucking went in.
I don't know. I've had like two massages in my life in like a spa setting, right? And the first time I laughed most of it. Aye. And the second time I laughed half of it. It wasn't like I couldn't calm down.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into a relaxed state. It was nice, but I didn't do it right.
I hate them.
So yeah, I feel like it'll be class getting in and getting like a, like I fell for the chiropractor one. I got one of them during lockdown.
Oh, like
the cracking shit, yeah. Right? And that's kind of a waste of time, but also enjoyable.
Mm.
Whereas I kind of feel like a sports massage where they're, punching your heels.
Deep
and
tissue shit. Like
I feel like that would be class. I feel like I need that.
I mean, it's so sore. She said to me yesterday, she was like, "You're one of the most solid people I have ever dealt with."
Solid?
Solid. And I was like, normally I would take that as a compliment. But, and I was like, "All right, how do you mean?" And she just went, "You don't move." Like, she was like, "You're so inflexible, it's unbelievable." And she said, "Have you ever stretched in your life?" In your life?
Have you ever stretched
Not even in the past 6 months. In your life, this is a completely unstretched body. This is a right out of the packet fucking body that has never moved.
They're like fucking, what do you call him? The Michael Chiklis in the Fantastic Four.
The thing.
Doing a massage thing. Have you ever fucking moved?
Oh, God almighty.
That's so funny. Have you ever stretched in your life?
It was the in your life. I couldn't fucking believe it.
That means as a kid.
I was starting to think, I hope this is lost in translation, but she had a Glaswegian accent, so I was like, I can't even claim this Thai woman. Oh, she fucking don't know what she's talking about. Like,
she's a bit brazen out at the counter. She's very brazen, that one.
Oh, God.
Thai roast massage.
There was a thing you messaged me during the week that you wanted to talk about, which is the fact that you did your taxes in 55 minutes. Which is insane.
I took a whole day off, like on a calendar. And here we go, January 14th. You better do your self-employed tax. Mm. You know, I took the whole day off. I'll, you know, that just sit there and do it. You know, yeah. I started at 9 o'clock and I was done by 9:55.
Wow, that's unbelievable. But I suppose because you've got an agent, so it's
no. What it is I've got an app. So every expense of it, I put it in immediately. So when I buy, as soon as I buy a ticket, I screenshot and put it immediately in the app. It's just, I've just put made it part of my day. So when you fill in the expenses thing, like you'd have to go through it. I basically had it done and labeled already in a row. So all I just had to do is like fill in all the expenses.
Ah, right. That is good. Do you put it in yourself or do you go to an accountant?
I usually do an accountant. And then this year I couldn't afford the accountant because of the tax bill coming up. It's a vicious circle. Right. So then I was like, I better do it this year. And then I did it this year and I was like, oh, I can't believe I've paid him to do this.
I see. I like.
You like doing it?
I like getting an accountant to do it because.
It's definitely, you don't have to worry about it. I think it's because I earned so little as well. I went under the bracket. So they were just like, I was like, okay, so it's not that much to check here. Once you get into like, how much percentage is owned and all this stuff?
I've still not done mine. I kind of started last night. But mine doesn't even take, it's not even like, it's not back to the old days when I first did it, which was literally just a box full of receipts.
Whereas now
I download my entire statement for the year on my banking app.
Yeah.
Then I just go through it and delete stuff that isn't part of. So the majority of it gets deleted. And then I'll search through and go, ooh, Megabus. Trainline. That's basically, but it takes fucking ages.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those things, doing taxis, it's very much, it's exactly the same as walking through airport security. You never at any point feel comfortable that you're
doing it right.
Completely legit.
Yes. Yes.
You always think, I'm shafting, I'm conning somebody in some way here.
Have I got a baggie on me?
Yeah, exactly.
Are they going to catch my keys? Are my keys going to come up mental? And comes up like you've got cancer.
I know.
Fucking thing. Like, yeah, well, check this guy. when I did it, I was like, well, that's that. I feel like I've done it wrong.
Aye.
I did feel like I'd absolutely tore through it. And I was like, God, I don't. Then I was like, I have a degree in economics.
Aye, exactly.
Maybe I did know more than I thought. I was like, oh, that was easier than I thought. But then I was like, oh, maybe it's just you actually did learn maybe something.
It's so much easier as well when you have a. Because this is the last year I realized that I'll be able to have it through. Next year is going to be a fucking nightmare because just now for income, when I was with Brett and Dean.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just have all the invoices, all the settlement statements.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
So I just hand them over to my accountant and go, right, add all that shit up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas next year, because since then I've been on my
all
own.
All over the place.
I'll be like, oh, for fuck's
go for emails
like,
there.
Oh, God. It'll be like, because I always try and make it quite exciting for myself and go, imagine, this is so fucking lame, right?
Just realised this.
So I didn't, for the very first time I did it, I realised that I had like 3 years worth to do because I'd just been it was genuine kind of naivety and ignorance.
Is this and just when you're younger?
Aye, when I was younger.
I've done that in Ireland.
I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
I thought I used to be in Ireland many times, and it, mostly it is in Ireland. I was like, oh no, but they do it automatically from our wages.
yeah, because I was so used to just.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first time I did self-assessment, I had so much stuff to go through, from emails, bits of paper I had, fucking boxes of shit. So I remember sitting down and going, right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start at like 10 at night and I'm just going to keep doing it. I'll just keep drinking coffee, right? And I pretended I was a detective trying to solve a crime.
Oh, no. I was
like, you've got all this shit to get through, and you have to get it done by the morning. Like, this woman's going to die. Right? I get shipped into walls, string going between different dates, going, right. Right, if you got the Megabus then, that must have meant you were doubling up with fucking Shrewsbury, and it must have said,
that's so fucked. Oh, you're God. looking at the clock spinning.
Fucking arsehole.
Great.
That was very funny.
Yeah. I took a whole day off, and I was like, great, I have a free day now.
Ah, fucks, I fucking wish. Oh, God.
Did the job. And I did have all those things, so it's easy. But you know, when I first went to the accountant, he went, you're a comedian, right? I just want to tell you, in this place, we do things by the book. And I went,
is that the same one that Gareth went to?
Yeah. So I'll give me on this. So he gave it to Gareth and gave it to me before we started. And I was like, this is very funny. Because in my head, that meant enough people that have come in here were comedians, just totally taking the piss.
Aye, but he'll also have heard the Jimmy Carr stuff and gone, oh, comedians are just shite bags that don't bother paying. Yeah. I don't mind paying tax.
I mind paying
and getting shit services.
Well, that's fair.
I'm not a tax avoider.
I would.
That was like...
I'm not a tax avoider.
That was like that Chris Rock thing where men taking credit for something they're just supposed to be doing. Listen, I am not a tax avoider, okay? So...
I take big, care of
you
my
got
kids.
A, you've got a big hero here, right?
Oh, great stuff. Did you see the... I talked about my other podcast, unfortunately, but the Liam Neeson racism thing?
No.
Not the...
A new one?
Oh, you know, I'll get it.
Talk to me.
Right. Because this isn't the... I'm going to walk around the streets and if I find any...
Black people, I'm going to kill them. No, there's another.
Wow.
This is from like 2016, so it's it's not even a thing, right? I'm going to play it out loud so you can hear it,
right?
So that they can hear it, and I'll do this. But it's just Liam Neeson, and it's a movie called The Silence, okay? So
it sounds like an incredible shoot, but there was an earthquake, Joey, and that must have been quite terrifying for yourself and all of the cast members.
Terrifying. I was in a hotel on the 19th floor in the morning. And the building shook. I've been in an earthquake before in L.A. For some reason, it was different. I got under a doorway, because they all say, get under a doorway. And as I was standing there in the room shaking, I thought, this is crazy. So I got my passport, went out into the hallway. And the hallway was going like this. I'm not exaggerating. And there was a little lady dressed in black, who was the manageress of that floor. She was knocking on the doors with her clipboard, checking the rooms had been cleaned to the right perfection, all the rest of it. She turned and saw me like this, up against the door. And she said, ah, no problem, no problem. I be here 20 years, no problem.
Oh, fucking God.
That was it. But it was scary.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
The funniest thing is he does that full accent. And then at the end he goes, anyway, it was scary.
What the fuck?
The guy's just sitting there going,
why did he need to?
Anyway, The Silence.
Oh, my God.
On Amazon Prime.
Oh,
God, that's so good. Like, there's nothing to say about it. It's just amazing.
I didn't see any of that at all.
I just saw it came up in my, the Instagram reels.
Jesus.
And it came up and I was like, oh, is this just, and I had to Google it. And it was like 2016, 17. I was like, fuck, it's not even just happened.
Wow.
So he got away with this after all the, that's insane. It's the fact that he builds it up as if it was.
I know. Because you told me it was a racist thing, I was like, I don't know where he's going with this at all, but I didn't expect that.
No problem. He just did the L thing.
I know. Jesus Christ almighty.
Oh, God. What are we going into?
Right. This week's film is our first ever Western.
Yeah.
The great American genre.
genre,
the Western, and we're going, I mean, pretty much the standard Western, which is the Magnificent Seven.
The Mag 7.
Mag 7.
Do you know, I was surprised. I didn't know this was a Western. I thought this was like an IRA movie. You know, like the Guildford Four, and Birmingham Six, Magnificent Seven.
I thought it was a sequel to Snow White.
Sorry, this doesn't look like Belfast.
So it's a remake of the Kurosawa classic, The Seven Samurai, which...
Aye, that's a fit.
I've never seen. But any time... there's been a couple of times where I've been like that, right, there's going to be films... class films that I've never seen. So I'm going to go to IMDb and just rate, do the top 250 rated films.
Yeah.
And it's always, if it's not top, it's very close.
Oh, right. To yeah, top. Yeah.
It's one of the only ones I've never ever seen.
There's always that movie, In the Mood for Love.
Oh, I don't know that.
It's always, it's like, I can't remember where it is. It's an Asian film, I don't know, like 10 years ago. But it's every time it's rated, it's always like 99.9% of everyone that's ever seen it. So it must be some film.
How good can it be, really?
Doesn't look that good.
I know.
You know? There's some lot of fornicating, it looked like.
There's some shite class films.
I fucking saw an absolute, this is not going to jump into this, Poor Things.
Oh, is it Pish?
Oh, it is great.
It's great.
I fucking thought it was... it's mental. It's the most fucked up film. People are like, fuck, you know, you're on about twats watching like Saltburn and going, oh, this is mad. And I'm like, it's not. Uh-huh. You know, without sounding pretentious, like, how is that a shocking film to you?
Yeah.
Right? Fucking Poor Things is the most fucked...
All right. Who's, is that Emma Stone one?
Emma Stone, yeah. Acting disabled, being finger blasted for 2 hours.
Sweet.
Yeah, William Dafoe's unbelievable. It's
oh, if Dafoe's in it, then it's going, like, to be. Of course, it's going to be fucking
it's
mental.
Fucking, it's an insane film. It's the most, one of the most fucked up films I've ever seen. It's great though, right?
Right.
Some parts of it you're just like, wait, you're losing me now, and then you come back, right? So I thought it was great. The thing was, I googled afterwards who it was, and it was this Greek director, and I was like looking through his films, and he did The Lobster,
right?
Which is that one where Colin Farrell turned into a lobster. And then we had we see the pressure's going to come down.
I know.
Well, they keep it going.
All right, we'll wait to see if it all falls.
It's going to cover me now. Yeah.
For audio, half the curtain that we've sellotaped up has fallen down now.
Yeah. Because the stand's currently and probably lying somewhere in Waverley.
No, I don't.
Lost back to Glasgow.
See, this is what I don't even know what happens to lost property on a train, because if nobody notices it, does it just keep on that? Does it now live on that train?
That's so funny. Do you know what the number plate was? Of the fucking train.
But also we have put up this backdrop with the thinnest sellotape.
I've never seen thinner.
Ever. It is mental, isn't it? It's
Yeah. 2 centimeters.
What is this sellotape for ants?
Well, go for it until it falls down. So Magnificent Seven then, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you've not seen it, it is it's class. It's the storyline is basically a Mexican village are being terrorized by a local bandit who arrives every couple of months and randomly kills a dude.
Yeah.
And then takes all their crops, takes the hunters of shit, and they're getting fed up with this, but they're stupid farmer people and they have no
seemed loaded.
They have no concept of defending themselves.
They really didn't.
They're so useless. It's
they really were.
I also wonder how, because the only crop seems to be corn.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realise grew upwards.
Yeah.
I thought corn came from a tree.
No. You know what? I'm the type of person that does not know most of these. You're like, where, you know, where does a banana come from? Like the ground, you know. But yeah,
nah,
I knew that.
It grows like
I know what it looks like. Yeah,
I always knew corn grew like that.
It's not like,
but
corn
I never
fields.
Thought about corn on the cobs growing like that.
Okay, yeah.
Right. So they in a way they go to visit the elder, who for me, right? See the elder guy. The rest of them look Mexican.
Yeah.
Right. He looks and dresses like Zeus. The cunt's got like a bowl haircut. Right.
Yeah,
he's wearing like a toga for some fucking reason. The rest of them are just in these farmer get-ups.
Yeah,
he suddenly turns up. And he's rich as shit. He's got hundreds of money. Yeah. So he says, right, here, take this and go and buy yourself some guns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they go to go across the border to the Old West. And they run into Yul Brynner, who's a gunslinger, a gun for hire.
Ain't we all?
Listen. And they basically say to him, look, will you come and defend our village? And then the first half of the film is him recruiting a team to defend the village. And then the second half is them defending the village. It is the exact storyline of every single episode of the A-Team.
yeah.
Literally. I mean, I know obviously the A-Team, but I didn't actually realize how much A-Team was just basically the Magnificent Seven every episode.
Yeah.
Poor down on the luck people.
Hire
some... mercenaries to protect them. That's it. That is literally every A-Team film and every A-Team episode. And fuck it never up. Gets boring.
Good.
The A-Team's fucking excellent.
Yeah. I remember fuck all about the A-Team. Oh. I had watched it when I was a kid, but like I had the car and all. real size.
But so he recruits six other badasses.
Yeah, they're not magnificent or badasses, but we'll get to that now.
Couple of them are.
Like three of them are.
Yeah. I would say
magnificent. Nearly all of them died in wide and open, staring in the middle of a gunfight. Going,
how many? There's only three of them that die.
Was it four?
Charles Bronson dies.
Yeah.
The guy that's obsessed with the money.
Yeah.
Dies.
Which one's the guy died like a bitch, like slumped up against the wall?
That's Robert Vaughn.
Robert Vaughn. That was real funny because he's in the middle of a gunfight, bullets going in. He shoots someone and then he just stands there and looks out and goes, I'll take time to meditate. But and then he gets pinged by one. And
but
then
Rob, I mean, we'll go through each character.
Yeah.
But in general, did you enjoy it?
Yes. Yes, I did. I have seen this multiple times. I saw this when I was a kid, and I thought it was good. I rewatched it, I think, about 5 years ago, and I was like, God, that was nowhere near as good as I remembered it.
Yeah.
And then I watched it this time again, and I was like, oh, no, it's good.
Yeah, so I loved, because my granddad used to show me Westerns a lot.
Eugene watches them.
He's obsessed with Westerns. Eugene, you've said that like, Eugene's a big fan of Western. Does he like this? Does he rate this as a Western?
Yeah, he would, aye.
I remember watching this when I was a wee boy and thinking it was fucking amazing. And then I watched it this time and I still loved the story and I still loved a lot of the scenes. I said to you, the acting is... I mean, I know, like, I'm going to try... Because I realise I'm going to try and be more critical on this podcast this year.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I like too much stuff.
Well, but I mean, we are getting... pretty decent films, and when you're scaving them, we even enjoy the show.
Aye, but some of the, I know there's not much to compare it to, but Yul Brynner is dog shit. I mean, he really is dog shit. He's wooden as fuck. He's got a biz. I mean, I know he's Russian, but for Christ's sake,
is he Russian?
The accent is just, he's got no expression on his face. You're just like James Coburn, who's the guy that's amazing with a knife.
Yeah.
He does more acting.
And he
only has three lines in the whole fucking film. He's a better actor in this film than Yul Brynner is.
Yeah. They're also of that year, that era where everyone dies in slow motion.
Yeah.
It's like you've never seen someone get shot. You know, you get shot and you go...
Yeah,
slowly fall.
Yes.
Like, that's not how it happens at all. I wonder, I can't figure out when it was. Like, the late 70s when people went, that's not how you die.
I'm trying
to figure out when someone went... Hey, hold on. I have seen someone be shot. Nobody goes, oh, you get shot in the head. You go,
Yeah.
Stand hovering and then go,
Aye. I suppose with this, though, they'd still be in the kind of era of a hero's death.
Yeah.
Where they can't die, like,
they
can't get blown apart, like in Robocop. But they do need to have a. Because even some of the shots. They don't look like they've been shot.
Yeah, there was no holes and stuff.
No.
You know, but whatever. I could get over that. Like, there's a part at the start where a guy you know, they try to run at the bandit. He just ran like across a whole field 100 yards with a knife going, and then he gets shot and the guard went, why'd you shoot him? I was like, what did that guy think was going to happen?
I know.
Where he calmed down gently. I know. Bang.
That's why. Have you ever seen The Wild Bunch?
No.
The Western.
You've told me before the 70s, to watch it.
Aye. So that's why it's kind of credited. I watched that off the back of Tarantino constantly going on about it.
Okay, right.
And it was like a groundbreaking thing in terms of how violent it actually was for a Western. Okay. Because up until now, even when you watch some of the Clint Eastwood ones, there's not a huge amount of violence. Yeah, considering the time period we're at, where there is literally no law at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you'd be expecting...
There's always a sheriff's son causing havoc.
Aye, yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's some real dodgy shit in this film.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, The girl, what do you call it, falling in love with your man was odd.
The young dude?
Yeah, yeah. The young guy that was fucking...
I hate him.
Yeah, yeah, he's dreadful.
I hated him.
He was so useless too. He was as bad as the people he was defending. Aye. At the start, he was just like, oh.
Aye.
He was so like, oh my God, I want to be one of these guys.
When he comes into the bar pissed starts having a go at Brynner. And that's the cool bit for Brynner.
Yeah, yeah.
When he starts shooting the wall around his head and Brynner doesn't move an inch. I mean, largely because he's a shite actor because he has no range.
So that was amazing, yo. What?
I didn't even know it started filming. but see that bit when they first turn up, because the wee horny guy is Steve McQueen in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the minute they turn up, he starts going, where are the women at? Like, where? How come there's no women? Where the fuck are the women at, right? And then that wee guy, oh Christ, I can't even remember his name. Chico, I think his name is. And
hope you got that right.
I hope his name's Chico. Someone calls him Chico at one point.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So he's like watering his horse. He has led his horse to water. He sees someone pissing about and it's a woman and he chases her and then he finds out that they've just hidden the women in like a cave.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And you go, all right, that makes sense. Is it in case Calvero, who's the bandit, comes back? And then she goes, no. The elders said you need to stay away from these gunslingers that are coming because they'll probably rape you, right? And then Steve McQueen goes, maybe we will. And you're like, what? I said, what the fuck are you talking about, Steve McQueen?
You should be, first of all, you should be mad offended.
Aye.
Right from the off. You definitely shouldn't double down into it.
It was kind of like that. Well, that does sound like us, if I'm honest.
As charged on the raping of the village.
Oh my, mental man.
Jesus Christ.
But there's a couple of things. Before we go through each of the seven,
my favorite part was one. When they went into the Old West, the three guys that they sent out, the fucking deluxe they were getting.
Yeah.
Three Mexicans just rode into town. They were like, fairness, nothing's changed.
Yeah. It's quite, because the way Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen meet is because there's like a dude there's a Native American that's died in the town. And some salesman wants to pay for his burial.
Yeah,
he thinks every man deserves a burial.
Yeah.
And the town's locals are refusing to let him be buried because he's a Native American.
Yeah.
And that's when Brynner and McQueen go, I'll bury the cunt. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
And then folks are shooting at them because they're trying to bury the guy.
It's so mad.
The old West.
Imagine getting up and getting your guns. You're like, where are you going, honey? He's like, we're going to bury a goddamn dead man with my relatives. Yeah, exactly. I'm a fucking Indian. Like, how mad must you have been? Like, why would you ever go to a saloon in the West?
I know,
you're
I know.
Getting shot or decked at one stage.
I know. I think... I would quite enjoy living in the Old West.
Would you?
I do.
I've just realized I forgot it. Right. So I have a fascination. I'd love to be a cowboy.
I think it'd be class.
I thought it'd be a great time.
I bet, I mean, these are obviously the romanticized version of cowboys. I imagine most people at the time would be like farmers or would be cattle.
Not me, though.
Cattle herders. But
I've played enough Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, man. Can you imagine like where literally your entire day is gambling?
Camping and gambling.
Guy. Camping. Why did you do that? Camping. Your entire day is outrageous.
A bit of camping.
Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just pleased to see me? But it is, you're just hanging about a saloon, drinking whiskey from a dirty bottle by the shot and gambling until somebody cheats and then it's a gunfight.
Yeah.
You're fucking class.
Or someone walks up to you and goes, I need someone. I need a man for a job.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's me, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
That's right, because he asked, he gave us six men to... Push the guy in.
The soundtrack is incredible.
Yes.
The tune's awesome. The tune reminds me of Jaws. I didn't realise there was so much, because I knew the...
Oh, is that the... I know that
song.
But
before that, there's like a wee skip, and it's like... That reminded me of that. So that was class.
I forgot I had a wee book on cowboys.
Oh, you've got a wee book on cowboys?
Yeah.
What is it about?
That, it's not as interesting as you think. Most of it's just like, how do you put on the...
It's coming. Here it comes. Oh,
it's hanging in there.
If this hangs on, this will be incredible.
I just kind of like good tension. If you don't know what's happening here, we can hear it peeling slightly, the backdrop, and it may plunge down.
It's coming. Here it comes.
It's coming. I turned off the light because I thought that...
I hope this is getting picked up in the audio. No.
I doubt it.
I will.
I doubt it. Anyway, we'll continue on. It's going to come all falling down.
So, one thing I noticed. Right, do you want to just do the people?
Aye, may as well.
Right, so, Yul Brynner.
Yeah.
We've already addressed. He's like, he's a leader.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just called Chris. Which I thought was a bit...
A bit weak. Yeah.
But he needs a cooler. He
needs an X in there or something.
Yeah.
Even a Jack kind of gets away with it.
Yeah. Chris, it seems like a very modern name, Chris,
It's like, who, someone called Stuart.
Yeah. Darren.
Greg. I owe this man my life. Who's his name? It's Gavin. Fuck off. Nobody. Gavin. What a dreadful name. Gavin the Gunslinger.
I quite liked his character. I thought he was quite sound.
Yeah. He was a lefty cowboy.
Oh, was he lefty?
I don't know. I feel like he lefty for money.
Aye.
Well, then, mind you, he had morals because he wasn't going to leave the town behind.
No.
It's so funny that this is like, I'm sitting under like a tree and I can hear cracking going, when's it all? That's it. Well, that's pretty much it because it's just not going to come down now.
Oh, no, there we go. And then here comes the last bit. Just fucking come down.
Hoping it was naturally going to come down and cover me. Now it just looks like we're doing... So this is Sloss and Humphreys on the road.
I'm going to double it up.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
and then it. I'm going to phone Waverley Station and say...
Aye, where's that?
I could just buy another one.
Yeah.
Rather than try to track this down.
It would be probably better, wouldn't it? It's about tenner, isn't it?
That's about 30 quid.
Ah, well...
Fucking money bags here. Fucking old taxis done in 55 minutes here.
I was only 10 or even 30. I went, all right, well, that's good. I would go track it down then.
Can I find the station master knocking his door when I get home tonight?
Yeah, pull it. You're get dressed as a cowboy.
Yeah, I don't care if you're in your bed. You will open up that station and try and find my stand.
Why do cowboys wear spurs, by the way?
You know, kick the horse.
I thought it was just like... Like a little bell, you know, like so you know they're coming. You know, like a
what? You know, it's like... a spiky.
They're a little make noise.
It's the fucking G the horse to, like, to go.
Makes them go quicker because it's like it spins and it's like a dynamo. Do you know what? I tried to watch Cowboys and Aliens recently, and I used to love that film, and I turned it off after about 20 minutes.
I've never seen it.
I thought, this was fucking crap. What was I thinking the last time I saw this?
No, I've never seen it. Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Right, McQueen, the coolest man that has ever lived.
You have said this multiple times, yeah?
Have I said this in this podcast? This is the first Steve McQueen film we've done.
Then it must be the first time on this. But you have said it.
I think genuinely the coolest, by all accounts, an utter bell end in real life.
Is he?
Yeah, apparently so.
Ugh.
Well, a bell end in terms of just a bit of a prick. Like, he's not done anything.
Yeah.
He might have abused.
Well, yeah, that
wives.
Yeah.
But who didn't in those days?
Who didn't? Didn't we all?
In the old West.
I wish I could get a time machine back then.
He might have hid his wife in a cave, but.
Yeah, he improvised that line. I fucking might be into the whole village. Oh, we'll keep that in.
But I think he's cool. I think he's the best thing in this film. He definitely is the best thing in the film. Him and Yul Brynner hated each other.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Why?
They hated each other until the week or the month that Steve McQueen was dying. And then because they were two...
They were both the same. They could have played either...
Aye, but Steve McQueen was like this his whole career. I remember, because I love... Have you ever seen the film The Towering Inferno?
I actually feel like I have.
Disaster film.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. There was big tension
What's
between
it about?
Him and... him and Paul Newman hated each other, but it was all about ego. It was all about who was the bigger star.
And
that was kind of him with Yul Brynner in this. So I was reading various things that... And then once I'd read it, I went back and watched some of the scenes there together. Whenever Yul Brynner's talking, Steve McQueen will be doing shit in the background to basically take the eyes off Yul Brynner, right? So whenever he's delivering a speech or if he's doing something, you'll see Steve McQueen in the background like pissing about with his hat. Or fucking twiddling with something just to draw the eye away.
That's so annoying.
Right? So that fucked off Brynner.
That's so funny. Just in his underwear going.
Yeah. And Yul Brynner had a huge hang up about the fact that he wasn't as tall. Or he was the same height as Steve McQueen, but he wanted to be taller than him. So he used to make wee mounds of dirt for any scene they were in. So he would stand on that and get above them like.
That's
fucking I love that shit.
That's such penniness. Who's the dirt guy?
Oh, no, he'd make them himself. He'd make wee mounds.
Fucking better, because imagine if they'd give me a dirt guy, I want wee mounds wherever I stand, so I'm slightly taller than Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen found out this was going on, and then he would kick them down.
What?
Kick them in wee mounds.
Well, hold on. What did he think they were?
Did he not?
Molehill. What are you doing there? Scene. He's like, just a second. Steve's like, what are you doing? Wee molehill, eh?
You build a step ladder.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So they're the two main dudes. And then you've got James Coburn, who is the fastest man. He's faster with a knife than any man is with a gun.
Yeah.
Which is I think that's a cool scene.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't know how they came to that.
He says fuck all throughout the film. He's all about the action. He's all about the killing. He's just there to kill
He's
cunts.
Just here to murder.
Aye. But aye, that bit where the guy challenges him to a draw.
Yes, yeah.
And they do it. So they do it initially where he shoots a tin can or a bottle behind him.
Yeah.
And he stabs his knife into a telegraph pole. And then he thinks he's won it. And then Coburn just goes, nah, you lost. And then he goes, right, we'll do it for fucking real. And then he just fucking throws a knife in his heart.
Yeah. Game over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was class. Charles Bronson.
Yes.
Was class.
Yeah.
He's just a big dude that he's just hard. And do you know what his name was?
No, what was it again?
Bernardo O'Reilly. He says this at one point. He's like, he's half Mexican, half Irish.
I did remember that. Sorry, yes, Bernardo O'Reilly. I'm definitely have that written
down. O'Reilly. Bernardo O'Reilly. Do you know this game?
Bernardo O'Reilly.
You know the game we used to have in our WhatsApp group where you'd tell us Irish comics.
Aye.
And we'd just go, you've just made that name
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
And then we would come up with things like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
Skitty O'Rourke.
Flimsy Pajamas and all that kind of stuff.
Flimsy Pajamas, the Irish comic.
So, before we do the rest of them, well, because there isn't really that. The one thing I noticed, about...
Wasn't that Bronson that got killed were the kids.
Yeah.
He died because of the stupid fucking children.
Because of the fucking kids, yeah.
Oh, but it drove me mad. Like, how many times are you like, you're going to get me killed? And then the very last scene.
Those three wee wanks.
Aye, wee fuckers. I would have lit them up.
Aye. But, do you know what I noticed about them, right? So, for some reason, those kids just take to him. They don't really take to any of the other gunslingers. They just really love Bronson.
There was a missing scene.
No, I'm not saying that. What the fuck is wrong with you? No. It's just those three wee dudes. Yeah. I quite like to see the scene where the Magnificent Seven, they've been double-crossed, basically, because the villagers.
Yeah.
Now, we'll get to that bit. I can't believe it. So, and he's packing up his shit to leave, and they're like, can we come with you? Because you're a brave man, and we're sick of hanging about with our dads because they're cowards.
Yeah.
And he fucking bends the kid over and smacks his arse like fucking goes, have you ever say that about your dad? That your dad fucking provides for a family. He's a braver man than I could ever be. And I was like, Jesus.
Fucking hell.
But see, when he first meets the kids.
Yeah.
Those three wee boys come along and they go, oh yeah, all of us kids drew straws. And whoever we got, we would tend your grave.
Yes.
If you died.
Yeah.
They're the only three that turn up. All the other Magnificent Seven that have died, their graves aren't touched. Their kids couldn't have given a shit about them. Those wee dudes are coming with flowers and everything. The other two graves, fuck all.
It's not even a grave, they're just still
literally
dead.
Literally nothing.
Just decaying in the corner.
I thought that was hilarious.
I can't believe he wasn't angry at them.
Oh, I know.
I'd be like, did you see this? This is all you. I hope it haunts you. That's what I would say. Like, look, because I fucking told you this would happen. And I am dead. You stupid little cunts. You said you'd pick up my gun. None of you have done that yet.
Yeah, yeah.
You pick up the thing. And also glad because you just get shot too. Do you know, like, I thought it'd be funny. I said they were lefties. The reason why I said they were lefties is because no Republican would teach Mexicans to shoot. That's why I said they were big lefties. Mag 7.
Are you left-handed?
No.
You seem like you should be.
You know what? I would be offended by that, but I do kind of get where you're coming from.
Yeah. Like, if I looked at you and they said, he's left-handed, you'd go, figures.
It's fucking figures.
I've got some, right, the other three, there's Brad Dexter. The only news, he's pals with Sinatra. He's the guy that's just interested in getting gold.
Okay,
he's pretty inconsequential.
Yeah, Brad Dexter.
The wee young dudes, he's a farmer anyway, but he wants to be a cowboy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he realizes the life of a gunslinger isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah,
so he ends up falling in love with a village girl.
Took her away on his shoulders.
He did, aye.
Threatened to throw her in the water. I'll throw you in the fucking water.
Exactly, I know. And then the last one's Robert Vaughn, who's doesn't do much, but for some reason, has he got like fucking PTSD or something? He acts back from Nam.
And he wakes up. Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do. So,
and he can't fight. Like, it's almost like he can't pull his gun. He's like the cop in Die Hard.
Yes,
He's killed a kid.
Yeah.
And he can't pull his guns anymore until the end where he just goes on a fucking kamikaze mission where he busts into a room full of like nine guys and just starts fucking like...
We roll.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good. The original John Wick.
So Bernardo O'Reilly, right? Charles Bronson's name. So I've got other cowboys' names.
Oh, no.
Right? Some of them are made up. So you have to tell me which ones are real or fake.
Oh, no. All right.
Right, okay. So... real or fake cowboy names, right? Arkansas Tom Jones.
What? No.
You're saying no?
No.
He's real. Arkansas
Tom Jones.
Arkansas Tom Jones.
It doesn't even run off the tongue a bit.
That was a real cowboy, Arkansas Tom Jones.
Yeah.
North Dakota Michael Bublé.
I reckon it might be fake. North Dakota Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
She is. He only turns up around Christmas time.
Right. Big Nose Kate.
Big Nose Kate.
Big Nose Kate. A real gunslinger. She's real. Big Nose Kate. Big Nose Kate is real. Arseless Bobby Britches.
Arseless. Fuck off. He wears chaps.
Arseless Bobby Britches.
Fake. Fucking arseless.
Billy the Kid.
Yeah, he's real.
He's real. Bobby the Kid Fucker.
I was like, why did you put such an easy one in? And I was like, you set it up. Bobby, Billy the Kid and Bobby the Kid Fucker. They were enemies.
Right. Okay, obviously fake. Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo. Oh, I'm going to go, true.
True, Johnny Ringo. He's in Tombstone. He's the guy that Val Kilmer says, I'm your Huckleberry.
I've not seen
Johnny
this
Ringo.
Film.
All right.
That's what's happening there.
So, Johnny Ringo, he's real. Doc Holliday.
Is Doc Holliday, is that, no, that's Doc Brown, is it?
In Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Doc Holliday.
False.
Nope, true. Doc Holliday is Val Kilmer in Tombstone. Doc Holliday. I think anyway, if I'm wrong, I'm embarrassed. But Doc Holliday, yeah.
Okay.
With Wyatt Earp. Was in Wyatt Earp's gang, right? Okay. Doc Holliday. So right. Doc Holliday real. Nurse City Break.
You're such a fucking cunt. You're such a cunt. I'm so apologize if I've got this wrong, you fucking wanker. Nurse City Break.
And the last one, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
That's a wrestler.
It's a wrestler.
He said if he gave me a shout out before.
He what? Hacksaw Jim Duggan gave you a shout out?
Yeah. Me and I think it was like, I was doing like roast battles in like 2016 in Monkey Barrel. There was like one of their first attempts at it. And they were doing some smack talk. They bought like a cameo off him, going like, "Yeah, Brian and Connor Burns, good fight or whatever." Yeah.
Fuck, well, that's amazing.
I'll find that. I had no idea who he was.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan used to come to.
I know he is now. Yeah.
His whole gimmick was he would come to the ring with a big bit of wood. That's literally, he would go, "Oh," and then he'd just come. That was it. That was his whole character. He had a big bit of wood.
The wood guy. I've got a tiny bit of, we'll wrap this up very soon, right? But I had a very tiny bit here. It says the most softest of racism in this film when he goes, if God didn't want them sheared, he wouldn't have made them sheep.
Ooh.
And I was like, was that?
That is good.
Yeah.
There's a big racist argument about this film because Eli Wallach, who plays... So he's one of the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
He plays Calvero, who's the Mexican bandit, but he's not Mexican
in any way whatsoever. Is he not? I actually didn't know that.
He's a fucking good Mexican, isn't he? Like,
yeah, he's nailed
but he's
it.
Not, he's just a
that's funny, we're like, I don't know, he nailed it.
Just Jewish guy from New York, apparently.
Maybe like, Scarlett Johansson will be able to do a
exactly.
Japanese woman.
But then, so people lost their shit a bit. I read that it was one of those things that came up again, years later, like at the time, no one could give a fuck.
Right.
Years later, they thought somebody got a hold of it and go, this is disgrace, why would they not? But they never bothered about the fact that Yul Brynner, who's a Russian, he played the fucking King of Siam okay, as well. Yeah. And he's playing a, so it's that kind of like.
Yeah, that's it, yeah, all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Funny that, bringing up Eli Wallach years ago later.
I know.
No, I get it if someone does it now, but I'm just like, right, it's over. Like, what do you want to happen now? What do you want to happen?
It's like the John Wayne shit.
John Wayne. Who was that? Who was it? Was it Bill Burr talking about it?
Yeah.
He was born in 1890.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
I just have a couple of notes here. First of all, about cowboys, I've always thought about lassos and saloon doors are both pointless. Right, lassos, lasso on somebody. In real life, I reckon that's happened once.
No, but it's not for it, is it not? It's for lassoing cows, and because they get them by the, it's for bulls, they get them by the horns and stuff. So how else are you getting a?
By your perfect. With your goddamn hands, like a real man. Right, saloon doors then. What's that? Doesn't keep the heat out. Doesn't keep the heat in. Doesn't do anything.
But I don't know why they would be.
Why is?
I just assume because they wouldn't have enough for a full door.
That can't be the reason. They have full walls and they're like, would they go short with the doors?
No, well, maybe there was. Well, they're definitely. It makes sense that they would just swing open because I don't think the concept of a lock had happened yet. Because you see it in cowboy films whenever they go to the bathroom, the lock is like a bit of rope that they pull and tassel it around like that. Okay. So So I'm assuming that's why they just swing.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe it does let the heat. Does let the wind in.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it does. It's a complete waste of time. Just take it off.
What do they have in houses? I don't think I've ever seen a house in a Western.
That's a normal door.
Is it a normal door?
Yeah. Yeah, big wooden door.
That would make sense. So why the fuck are they only using them as
I just don't understand what saloon doors were for, why there was even a need. Was it just like, it's going to be open all the time anyway, but just to let you know that someone's come in or not? Is it like a bell?
That's a good point, actually.
Don't know. I've also got cowboy pajamas always look like they're stinking skin suits. They do. They're always fucking rotten.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting them to be washing them, in fairness. I've also got like...
These lads don't change their clothes.
At all?
The whole film.
I feel like they wouldn't. In real life, I reckon...
They probably wouldn't. But
they're probably absolutely fucking... Do you remember the shovel fight?
Unless they've got just shitloads of the same outfit.
Like they go into pennies?
Imagine.
Like I do with black shirts going on stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Needs to be the exact same colour. They're magnificent, but they all died pretty funny. Mm. But my main one, right, is it was very funny back in those days, how serious you had to get when you were just trying to bang a girl.
Yeah.
Because he runs off with her one, right, then meets her in a second, and just before he kisses her for the first time, he goes, oh, I'm not sure if I can work here, living my life away as a farmer.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
It's fucking your end away, I know.
It's like, I haven't even kissed her yet. He's like, I don't know if I could be a farmer. Imagine pulling that in a nightclub.
I know.
I'm from Fife. Well, I'm not sure if I could live my life away.
I'm not sure I can give up technology.
17, freaking out. Yeah. Give up technology. That's so good.
I'm not sure I can go back to eating with my hands.
Oh, God.
Bye. I can tell it's dated, but it's still a good film.
Yeah.
And it's a good story.
I thought the scenery was class. The actual where it was.
It looks amazing. That
unbelievable, the shit in the back.
Before we do finish, I don't know why. When the villagers betray them for Calvero, I don't know why they go back to save them. Genuinely no idea.
Okay. Yeah. He's probably blaming. What? Just one or two of them. But
I know they've got
like
unfinished business, but fuck them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was the only one that kind of, he convinced them they all come back. Yeah. The rest of them were like, ugh.
It's bloody ridiculous. Why does that Mexican bandit let them go anyway? Is it like a show of respect? Like,
yeah, he should have killed them, yeah.
Aye.
What's the thing?
Yeah.
I think he's trying to make sure that nobody else comes back or something. He's like, just go away now, you fucked up.
Aye.
No need for it.
Oh, and that's a good point. No, he does make it. He does say, if I kill you, that'll end up like the entire...
More people
border will come, whereas if you just fuck off, then I can keep this wee...
Yeah,
this sweet this thing I've got going on. Aye. Aye, that is a good point. Aye.
That's it.
Still. It's class. If you've not seen it, it's fucking brilliant. You can watch it free on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
That's where I watched it.
I did the dodgy box. It was there.
Oh, is it?
And the new one. I've seen that. That's not good.
I've not seen the new one.
That's not good.
I'm going to go and watch it. But
do, but no. Nah.
Aye. I'll go and see it. What are we doing next week?
It's not our first sports film, but we're going for Any Given Sunday.
This is not our first sports film.
Is it?
What was our first sports? What sports films have we done? I don't think we have done one.
No, we probably have just done sports in a film.
We've done
something.
A baseball film?
I don't know why I have. We didn't do The Longest Yard.
Done an ice hockey film. We've not done a
That must be it then.
Film.
It is our first film.
We've done a basketball film?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well.
There you go.
Class.
We're going to do Any Given Fucking Sunday.
NFL film.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes, we're going to NFL.
Good.
Right.
Plugs. If you could give us a review. The wee guy got in touch with us.
Yeah,
did the one-star review, which was brilliant. I loved the it was a fucking clacking review. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah.
But also, now that he's done it, If you could just give us five from now on.
Did you, are you trying to, you don't want everyone to think it's a good idea.
Because
now?
It does help the algorithm massively. Like, the more 5-star reviews we have, the more it will get shared to people and the more it will get recommended. So, a lovely touch, but.
You're trying, I was like,
you've made your point now. So,
big fan of it.
My, whenever this goes out, my tour will be starting. So if this goes out on Tuesday, then my tour will be starting the week after.
Yeah.
So starting at Limelight in Belfast, and then Cork on the Saturday, Dublin on the Sunday, and then dates after that. It's selling pretty well in Ireland, so if you are in Ireland, then please come along. There'll be great, great fun.
Yes.
Cullen, anything?
I'm going to Denver.
Still. Will you be back in? You will. Aye, you're still going to Denver.
I'm going to Denver, and then I'm going to Adelaide now. That's it. Yeah, there's no Perth. That's not happening.
Yeah. And it's a good lineup you've got in Adelaide as well.
Yeah, with Mark Simmons and Luke Benson. If there's any Aussies or Americans, that's pretty much a do. By that, I'm not. I won't be back until your gig.
Yeah.
In the King's Theatre.
Apart from next week's episode.
No, I'll be here.
And all the episodes that will be released while you're away.
Oh, right. Well, I don't know where the fuck I am. I'm in Skegness. No, that's tomorrow. No, you won't hear that from now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not
Like, this, as we're recording this, shit's happened that, like, I'm back from Tenerife with Milo and Elliot.
That's right. Oh, yeah. It's all over the place.
I'll update you on anything that happens.
Are you going to try and pretend these all happened just so it thinks and then Milo and Elliot are like, that's
this
not
is gonna... what it must be like to film Jules Holland's Hootenanny. Where you're like, what the fuck are you saying Happy New Year for, Jules? It's the middle of July. What the... I've often wondered, right? See how they film that well before?
Yeah.
What if somebody dies? Like, because they had Rod Stewart. Now, I'm not saying Rod Stewart's close to death, but they've had it before where they've had...
Hot Legs Rod?
They've had people past their 70s, music stars. What if they die between, 6 months in between?
Yeah, yeah. He died a week before New Year's, Christmas, and it's too late to get anyone back
in. Would they acknowledge it, or...?
Just so you know, that'd be such a grim subtitle thing. Disclaimer. Yeah. Billy Bob Joe died.
Yeah, you can't have fucking. You know, imagine Rod Stewart died in tragic circumstances. Imagine, right? Imagine.
Rangers fan got him.
Imagine Rod Stewart died in a house fire and they've got him doing Hot Legs. Imagine.
Jules, oh man. How has he never been cast as the Penguin?
What, Jules Holland?
He'd be a brilliant Penguin in Batman. He'd be unbelievable.
There was a tragic ferry accident today. Rod Stewart was among one of the victims. Here he is. We are sailing. This flight trying to think of rather Rod Stewart songs.
Oh, God. I don't even know any of his songs to make a joke along with it. But he was stabbed by a woman called Maggie May.
Yeah.
I have none.
Right. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week for Any Given Sunday. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.